Okay, fire away.
Okay, can you tell us what's going on? What's the situation in Colorado?
Just very straightforward, say that I can confirm that I'm a finalist for a superintendency in Eagle County, Colorado. Okay. I'm honored to be considered, and given that the search is still ongoing, it's not appropriate for me to comment further.
Sure. Did they seek you, or did you seek them?
My wife and I have a longstanding history, tradition with the district, so we have connections there. We're just honored to be considered.
You were previously the Human Resources Director there?
That's correct.
And when was that from?
2007 to 2010.
Okay. And are you a native of Colorado then?
I'm a native of Kentucky, but I lived in Colorado for 10 years.
Okay. The number one question many people in Iowa want to know is this reflect any disinterest in or any unhappiness with the progress of education reform here in the state of Iowa?
No, the education reform agenda in Iowa was built to be independent of any one person. So it was an agenda that was built to be the right fit for the state. It's still the right fit for the state, and we're optimistic and hopeful the legislature will be able to reach a reasonable compromise and find a pathway forward where education reform can be successful for the state.
So are you concerned that this is going to have any impact on the ongoing negotiations, that the director of education may not be here?
Again, the reform agenda was designed where it wasn't dependent on any one person. They're the right policies for the state. And so if we can get the right policies in place and fund them appropriately, then education reform will move forward for Iowa regardless of any one person.
One of the questions that we had was, if you don't get this job, are you going to be looking for jobs elsewhere?
We're happy in Iowa. My two children were born here in Des Moines. My wife's a teacher at the Des Moines Public School District, so we're happy here. This is just an opportunity that we felt like we had to look into, and again, we're honored to be considered.
Are you frustrated by the lack of action from the legislature on the education reform?
I think the whole state's frustrated at the pace that this has happened, but I still hold that hope that we'll be able to find a way through it.
On paper, as you look at this, this would seem like taking a job as, going from like a governor to a city councilman. Like, you're the head of the state, and now you would go to a superintendent for one district. I'm assuming that's not the case.
Yeah. Well, Eagle County is an exceptional community, and we, of course, have personal ties to that community. But I'm thrilled every day to get to do this job in Iowa. I'm honored to do this job in Iowa. It's a great state with a great tradition of education. So,
sure. Have they given you any indication on what their next step is and when you might know what the decisions are?
Yeah, the search process, there are interviews next week, and the Board of Education in that community will reach a decision sometime after that.
Okay, and